Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful friends. Happy holidays. It is so crazy to think that another year is almost gone. I don't know about you all, but it seems like the older I get, the faster time goes. I remember when I was a little girl, it seemed like it would take forever for Christmas to arrive. And now it's crazy. It's like it just comes and goes like lightning. But we are going to be welcoming in a new year, which is why today's podcast topic is so timely. I want to talk with you about an alternative to New Year's resolutions, saying goodbye to letting yourself down. Yes, another new year is around the corner, and you know what that means. Time for resolutions. Or not. Let me give you some startling statistics. 42% of us make New Year's resolutions, and guess how many of us actually keep them? 9%. Think about that. Out of almost half of our humankind, only 9 out of 100 people actually follow through on their goals. Pretty startling, right? All I can think about is how many people in the year feeling super disappointed and like they've wasted another year. And the worst part of this whole fiasco is when you say you're going to do something and then you don't show up for yourself because you lose trust in yourself. And I hate to say it, but it's true. A woman who doesn't trust herself is doomed. Yet, this is what I did year after year, letting myself down. As women, we must have our own back. For me, my New Year's resolutions always surrounded my weight. This will be the year I lose weight. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to stop overeating. And what a dull way to start the new year. But of course, the promise of this thing might actually work was intoxicating. For about a week. Then the reality of change set in, and all that resolution seduction vanished, and I was standing there staring at my running shoes, feeling this like intense urge just to go eat some Cheetos. Eventually, at a few days, several weeks, or a month, I just threw my hands up in the air and said, F this, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. And what felt hopeful on January the 1st now felt impossible. All that sparkle had faded into a dull gal. So I'd put my life on hold until the promises of another new year, a fresh start, and the cycle would continue. Year after year of setting goals only to let yourself down does not lead to a well-lived life. There is a much better way to start the new year than saying to yourself, this is the year I'm going to lose 20 pounds, or whatever your goal is. The same goes for finishing a book, finding the love of your life, or making $100,000 this year. Now, don't get me wrong. I want you, me, and all of us to create whatever we desire. Yes, I'd love to see you rocking that cute summer dress come July, or cashing those fat checks every Friday, and seeing your pictures all over Instagram being whisked to exotic locations with Fabio. You see, I'm all for goals. Our brain needs them. Without them, our mind is like a teenager in puberty with no extracurricular activities or hobbies. They will almost always get into some wild shenanigans that rarely end well. Goals give us focus. In fact, I have some wild goals for myself this year, but the goals are secondary to my focus for the year. I want to talk with you about the reason why you want anything. Your energy, number one, is the most important factor in creating anything. Let's take the typical weight loss resolution. Many women may actually lose weight. And when they reach their goal, they're confused. They're like, why don't I feel better? In fact, that was me. I starved myself down to a size 2. And then I wondered, what happened to all the happiness, confidence, and peace that I thought I'd have once I lost the weight? But there I was, staring in the mirror, looking all skinny, still feeling afraid and insecure. Then, like clockwork, the weight started creeping back on. Or take my friend Isaac, for example. All his life, he wanted to make $1 million. Then he finally did it. And he called me up one day and he said, Tanya, I still feel empty. You see, chasing goals without changing who we are is useless. What's all the weight loss, money, or status in the world if you're still miserable? Personally, I'd love for you to create what you want and feel the way you want to feel. If you really want to evolve and create amazing things in the new year, make your primary focus on who you want to become and then create from that place. I'm constantly repeating a golden nugget to my clients, and it's this. The reason why you want anything is because of the feeling you think it will give you. Really think about this one. Why do you want to lose weight? To feel sexy, confident, energetic? Why do you want to finish the book? To feel proud or accomplished? Why do you want $1 million? To feel powerful, abundant, successful, secure? Why do you want a new job? To feel appreciated, more creative, or happier? Here's the thing, outside things don't create your feelings. Your thoughts about outside things do. It's why people jump from job to job hoping to find happiness, only to recreate similar situations everywhere they go. Feelings are an inside job, and you don't have to wait until one day when you've reached a goal to start feeling better. But here's the best part. When you start feeling better now, you are much more likely to take the inspired action to create what you want. For example, when you're feeling sexy and confident, do you unconsciously just drive up to the Dunkin' Donuts and order a box of munchkins? I'm guessing not. Or when you're feeling proud and accomplished, do you blow off showing up for your writing on your new book? Or when you're feeling abundant and secure, do you hide from opportunities and avoid risk? This is why the French Kiss Life philosophy is quite different from others. We don't simply focus on SMART goals because we know that reaching a goal doesn't guarantee that you'll get what you're really after, which is always a feeling. And guess where feelings come from? Your mind, the thoughts you think, your perspective of the world, where you focus. Money, weight loss, a man, a new job, a new city, a new country, or anything outside of you cannot change your thoughts. Only you can do that. At French Kiss Life, like a garden, we tend to our inner worlds first. We nourish our minds and our hearts on a daily basis with beauty, confidence, joy, and love. Then we go out there and create. As someone who's tried the other approach of just chasing goals, trust me, this is a much better way than trying to hate your body slim or make money from a place of fear or finding a partner from a place of insecurity, because you'll end up with self-loathing even though your body is slimmer, or fear even though your bank account is overflowing, and insecurity even though there's a warm body sitting right beside you. It's a horrible place to be. So instead, let's French kiss our 2018. Let's commit to tending to our inner gardens. Let's reach our goals from a place of abundance and joy and passion, because I do love goals. Don't get me wrong. I just know that reaching them doesn't guarantee that we'll get what we're really after, which is always a feeling. So tell me, how do you want to feel in 2018? Have a wonderful holiday, and I will see you in the next podcast. Cheers.